Valor's Choice by Tanya Huff, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2000 by Tanya Huff. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Daw Books, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. A writer and philosopher of the late 20th century once said, "Space is big." There are three well-known corollaries to this. The first is that the number of planets where biological accidents occurred in the correct order to create life is small. The second is that the number of planets where life managed to overcome the odds and achieve sentience is smaller still. And the third is that many of these sentient life forms blow themselves into extinction before they ever make it off their planet of origin. If space is big and mostly uninhabited, it should be safe to assume that any life forms who really didn't get along could avoid spending time in each other's company. Unfortunately, the fact that said life forms could avoid each other doesn't necessarily mean that they would. When the others attacked systems on the borders of Confederation territory, Parliament sent out a team of negotiators to point out that expansion in any other direction would be more practical and would not result in conflict. The negotiators were returned in a number of very small pieces, their ship cleverly rigged to explode when it would do the most damage. The Confederation found itself at a disadvantage. Its member races had achieved an interstellar presence only after they'd overcome the urge to destroy themselves or any strangers they ran into. Evidence suggested the others had flung themselves into space without reaching this level of...